now existing only in his memory. He stretched out on the bed and stared up at the ceiling. Mississippi seemed a long time ago. His father seemed a long time ago. Everything seemed a long time ago. He was back in harness and glad for it, because all other elements of his life sucked.
Stop the bullshit. This is your life.
Like the NSA cleanse on the flash drive, he shed these thoughts and closed his eyes. Despite his rest on the plane, he needed sleep. He would not be getting any later tonight. He rose in the early evening and checked the sky. Still cloudy, but no more rain. Since this was London, that could change at any moment. He ate at a nearby pub and walked the pavements. His swift gait carried him past many buildings and hundreds of people walking along in what he knew was a blissful ignorance of another possible attack on London. Then again, full knowledge might have started a panic, and they couldn't have that, could they? Londoners had endured several recent terrorist attacks. Evil driving in cars had smashed into innocent pedestrians on both Westminster and London bridges. Yet with enviable courage and calm, the town's citizenry were carrying on with their lives. But something else was up now, and it had to be dealt with.